some champagne.
Hello, this is Bridget McDonough, General Manager of Light Opera Works, with Mike Coetzee, Business Manager, who's been working with Artistic Director Rudy Hogan Miller on putting together Cole Porter's Greatest Hits, playing at the Nichols Concert Hall in Evanston.
The biggest challenge has been what to leave out. There's so many great songs. And I have to say, it's not just me and Rudy who have been working on this. We've had a lot of input from Roger Bingaman, our company's music director, as well as some members of the cast, who I'll mention a little later.
There are so many songs. How did you narrow it down to what our audience is going to hear?
Of course, there's some material you just have to do. Everybody wants to hear Anything Goes. Everybody wants to hear Let's Do It and Night and Day and It's the Lovely. We're putting together a two-hour program, so all the songs that are absolutely essential fill that time pretty well. That's funny about Cole Porter. Of all the great American songbook writers, if you will, Gershwin, Berlin, Kern, Porter is unique. There's a personality. The songs of Cole Porter almost form a secret autobiography. People knew who Porter was. He was a great celebrity. He was a globe-trotting, high-living socialite. People read about his comings and goings in the columns, saw his pictures in the magazines and in the newsreels. He wrote about the places he visited and the celebrities that he hobnobbed with. They pop up in his songs, and I think people began to sort of look at Cole Porter's songs as a sort of autobiography. They were really hearing from Cole Porter. When we think about a Cole Porter song, that conjures up a very particular image. The martinis, the parties, the dancing, the high life. That doesn't really happen with a lot of the other composers. I mean, we don't think of George Gershwin. Oh, yeah, he's that guy who always says tomato when everybody else is saying tomato. And even, you know, Irving Berlin, who, like Porter, wrote his own lyrics. So we expect to get maybe a more personal sense of who Berlin was. No, we don't say, oh, Irving Berlin, I'll bet he's dreaming of a white Christmas right now. No, we don't. When Porter writes, I get no kick from champagne, cocaine, flying too high with some guy in the sky, we sort of go, oh, that's personal experience. Glamour. Cole Porter's all about the glamour.
Exactly. Mike, we have four really great vocalists for this performance at the Nichols Concert Hall.
Oh my gosh, Rudy just has really called in the favors on this one. Led by the incomparable James Harms, one of Chicago's finest musical comedy performers. I mean, I joke, he's like Fred Astaire if Fred sang better. We have another great Jim Rank. Wonderful singer, wicked wit. Jim cocks an eyebrow with more precision than any man on the musical theater stage. And then the ladies, Mary Robin Roth. Yes, the star of our Hello Dolly is going to be gracing the intimate stage of Nichols Concert Hall. She's a powerhouse singer, a powerhouse personality, and just so much fun to be around. And making up the quartet, Caitlin Spencer, who just broke everyone's heart as Huddle and Fiddler on the Roof singing Far From the Home I Love. She has a fun side, too, and you're going to see that. What I love about these Nichols Concert Hall shows is that you get to really see the personalities of the performers. They really shine out in that intimate setting, and these are four personalities. This is a party you want to be invited to.
You're invited. Join us at Cole Porter's Greatest Hits, playing at the Nichols Concert Hall in Evanston from October 3rd to the 12th. A variety of matinee and evening performances are available. Call the box office at 847-920-5360 or visit our website, lightoperaworks.com, and order tickets online.
Well, did you ever? What a swell party this is.
Let's misbehave.